All right, let's get this party started. I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And folks, I got to tell you, with what's going on right now in Ambit Energy, the leaders that we have that are showing us the new and probably even better way, this is a great opportunity to plug in and to get started again, to build your business successfully. So I welcome you, and I'm glad that you all are here. You're gonna learn a lot, and tonight is no exception. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Like I said, it's the best way to get your week off to a great start. Okay, now I know that we just came off of the biggest event of the year being Ambition 2020. Hope you guys really got value out of that and enjoyed it. But more than anything else, I hope you got inspired. I hope you got inspired to build your business, and that's what it's all about tonight. So tonight we're going to have with us, and let me go ahead and give you the introduction, the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy. He's Ambassador Emeritus, I'm going to call him. Okay, he's already made over $48 million in this company alone, which makes him one of the top 20 income earners in network marketing worldwide. Please welcome to the call, founding national consultant, and my dear friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, how are you?
Hey, I'm here, Bear. I appreciate that. I am no longer the number one income earner. Sean and Damien are the number one income earner.
That's
so
right.
I'm an ambassador now. So I'm just thrilled to death for Sean and Damien. And man, I tell you, it's going to be really interesting next year because the multifamily folks that are, you know, doing apartment complexes and online are going to have their own top income category. And then the more traditional builders as well, all that was announced at Ambition. So it's really going to be interesting next year with myself and Philip and Steve all becoming ambassadors. That opens up three slots. And then, of course, a lot of the people that were in the top 10 this year will slide over to the multifamily side next year. And it's going to be really, really interesting to see, you know, who puts their head down and goes for it in both categories, and what the top 10 are going to look like next year, and the top performers is going to be exciting. So I hope everybody has gotten off to a good start with their earnings, with the tremendous bonuses that are going on. Of course, last week we had our Sunday after Ambition call with Scott Hudson, and Scott's the head of retail for all of Vistra, and it was a great call, but it didn't allow us to have the follow-up call to the Wednesday before Ambition Facebook Live, the sixth in a series of six Facebook Lives, talking about how to market online and how to get out there and take advantage of kind of the new era. You know, I've said on each of these calls the last few weeks, with the exception of last week, that I don't believe the way that we fundamentally have built the business in the past is the way that, one, we build the business today, or the way we'll fundamentally build the business moving forward post-pandemic times. You know, now with that said, does that mean that there's never going to be any more in-homes or hotel meetings? No, absolutely not. Those are going to come back over time and be part of our business and the big trainings that we do and the various groups and so on and so forth that are held, and rallies, all that's going to happen again. But I think fundamentally people are learning a skill set and adapting to COVID and the inability to have meetings and the unwillingness, quite honestly, with prospects and wanting to meet face to face. And so it's opened up a new era where all of a sudden just tons of people in Ambit Energy that didn't know what Zoom meant. They thought it was something like your photography, Bear, where, you know, you zoom in with your camera or something. Now everybody not only knows about Zoom, the vast majority of people have participated in a Zoom meeting. They've downloaded the app on their phones. They've downloaded the client on their computers, and they're pretty adept because it's very, very simple. And so the way we're starting to communicate and the way we're able to talk to people has changed quite a bit. And the way that we prospect, quite honestly, there's 6 foot distancing in a grocery store line today, you're waiting to check out. Kind of hard to engage that person in conversation, particularly when they really don't want to talk to you. Because everybody's scared to death about the COVID-19. So, how we meet people online and those sorts of things has changed quite a bit. So the Wednesday before Ambition, we had Tien Bui that just did a bang-up job talking about his Wednesday rally and the online community on Facebook. So Tien is, Yellow Jacket, national consultant, building a big organization, has really done an incredible job when it comes to online marketing. So without any further ado, Tien, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Brian. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Hey, man, appreciate you hopping on here. Got a lot of great feedback on the Facebook Live a week ago Wednesday, and I just I want to turn it over to you for the next 15, 20, 30 minutes. Take as long as you want and kind of review what you did on that and how people can go get to that online, and then I'll come back on and ask you a few questions.
Great. That's fantastic. First of all, Brian, I do want to say thank you. Following up with Scott Hudson, it's like, after Babe Ruth hit a home run, here I am coming up, what's going on here? Or, following up with you and Bear Gordon, these major rock stars in the company, and just to be a part in the same room here, at least on the phone here with you guys, is a great honor, Brian. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been really good to me throughout these years, and thank you for your friendship as well. I've been in Ambit for 13 years, guys, and no doubt a lot has changed after 13 years. And my topic tonight, I do want to talk about the Wednesday rally. There are three components to them, and I'll dive deeper into them. I remember years ago when I was speaking with Daryl Starkweather, I said, Daryl, is there anything I could do to improve my business? I just really want to learn, and he's got a really broad vision of what Ambit has. And he said, Tien, just celebrate, keep a really good positive spirit, create an environment of success in your team and everything will be okay. And I said, what's the best time to do it on a Wednesday is when the power zone updates. So I started a mission statement, and Brian's been on my Wednesday rallies before. And my mission statement during a Wednesday rally is to celebrate short-term success. And it is a long-term game plan where it is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years to get your financial freedom number. But imagine if every week we got miniature short-term success, or that first week, second, third week, where the new marketing consultant got their first paycheck, and we, instead of just overlooking that first one, we can celebrate it. I've seen in bars and other restaurants where people frame their first dollar they made in certain restaurants or business, they frame their first dollar and they put it there and they celebrate their first dollar. And how cool would it be if we can incorporate that same spirit where we celebrate that first check? So, as leaders out there, we know for a fact there's no such thing as being successful on their own at all. So anytime there is like an achievement or an award or just a recognition, there's always a team effort involved. So when the Wednesday rally, what it really is the anticipation in the morning. Y'all, like everyone, let's get ready. The power zone is going to update around sometimes 1, 2, 3 o'clock out there. Once it does not take long at all for any consultant or any person to send a text message that say, congratulations on your first win, congratulations on your second, third, or congratulations on your promotion. It really takes less than 7 seconds just to do a quick text, and it's not hard. And especially when there's a promotion or any type of success during that week. And I don't just mention for the power zone update and the commission. We talk about those who've achieved their first free energy, those who achieved their first promotion as regional consultant. To me, that's way overlooked sometimes, which is the very first promotion is the most exciting one. But it's not where we stop there and said, okay, congratulations, you got promoted. No, it's like you stop there, congratulations, this is the Wednesday rally, but you got to work harder like that same day so that next week you start getting in the Wednesday or the regional consultant, the senior consultant, your promotion with the payout incorporated or entitled to that title. So that's really the big general step. But I really use Wednesday Rally. The second part here is the recognition. You know, right now as adults, and my goodness, I have three children. I have a 10-year-old, and I have, you know, twin boys that are 4 years old. And when they get recognized at school, they come home with a star on their chest or a ribbon. They come home with some type of recognition from school, and they're so, so happy. And they see a look on their face and like, oh my gosh, it really makes their day just to have a miniature sticker and that star on their chest, on their shirt. And of course, life goes on. But, you know, as we grow up as adults, that recognition might kind of fade away, that sense of excitement. But I wanted to bring it back, bring that youthful, you know, that real, real award, that feeling again that all of us had. So when you hit regional consultant, I really want to make it something very meaningful for them as well. So I really want to give them a shout out online, publicly out there. Hey, congratulations to regional. And if you hit senior consultant, it's a perfect time. Congratulations to regional, senior consultant and executive, part of the 1%. We do want to blast out your name even harder simply because it's so hard to get to executive, to build 5 senior consultants out in your senior code to get to the executive. And I think it deserves major recognition. And on top of that, in Ambit as a corporate side on the ECNC call, they do recognize them as well. So just hearing your name out there, promoting it and congratulating your hard work and being recognized for it, I think it's so important from an adult to another adult and say, here's a clap. You know, you've achieved something at this stage in life. Let's move forward again and have a bright future for us as well. Wow. And of course, like the third part of it, it's just the mechanical side of Ambit. I do encourage everyone besides, you know, prospecting and enrolling a customer or consultant, especially consultant side, show them where is their first customer enrollment website. On top of that, show them like, hey, this is how you log into your PowerZone. Sometimes we assume that, but I'm in my 40s. I'm not a millennial. I didn't grow up with the internet era. And sometimes my friends who meet up at the 40s or 50s, they didn't grow up with the internet era either. It's not easy for them just to log in and just to find them exactly where to log in their C number and where to put in just to, you know, get themselves certified. And those miniature steps, sometimes we assume and we take it for granted, help them. It's very normal to feel nervous, insecure the very first time operating this new business. There's a lot of optimism, a lot of excitement, yes, but there's a mechanical side on it. That here, this is where it is. These are the states we can register customer and consultants at and so forth. So that's where operationally I'm asking all the leaders to spend some time with their team. You know, whoever's new up there, give them a major shout out as well besides that, but walk with them and guide them to the first baby steps of the way in their business so that, you know, some of them could just run and run fast. Some of them walk and they just walk slow. But as long as they don't stop, I'm not going to stop with them. But if they do, I have to move on. So it's kind of the leadership mentality out there. We want it for the team as much as they do. And we want them to want it more for themselves as well on the operational side so they can get recognized and, of course, get the promotion side of it in the Wednesday Rally. And here's the beautiful part of it all. Anyone can do it. If you're a regional consultant, by default, you are a leader. You have a team. If you get that update and you see your team working hard, grabbing your phone, you know, texting them, punching that text feature, communicating them, talk with them, and so forth. It's just so important to have that sense of miniature community inside with your team, especially your senior as well. Of course, spot out your 5 runners to executive. Be there with them in their journey to success. And you will see their lives change, their just miniature aspects, miniature paychecks here and there. They're not the big ones yet. But as we work hard a little bit here and there with the miniature paycheck, the residual incomes by default does play along because of those weekly commissions are triggered by customers coming in. And as long as we keep that up, the residual income will definitely come as well. That's why I highly encourage anyone, if you have one person, just one person in your team, by default, you're a leader, work with them, recognize them and their hard work. And some of them are really dedicated and committed to that, to Ambit, as much as myself and Brian and Bear Gordon are as well. If we're there, just be there with them and they have a partner, we'll call it a buddy partner or running partner, accountability partner, that they'll be there for them with that as well. So it's extremely important. Now, the Wednesday rally, there's platforms we use. Every single week so far, we've had over 1,000 people who viewed the Wednesday rally. And let me give you a miniature story how the platform worked. Before it was a phone call, and until text messages got really popular. So we started texting each other in groups and, hey, congratulations, congratulations. And then we started miniature private groups on Facebook because these are just groups in the team until we just, took up the whole new level and think, hey, let's bring it to everybody because it adds so much value to the individual consultants as much as the team and to the cross-pollination in the Ambit Nation and Ambit family. So, of course, it's on the Ambit A team. I try to do it around 11 a.m. every Wednesday. And by the time it matures, I think by Thursday night, Friday, it's already in the four figures, like over 1,000, 1.2, 1.3 viewers out there. And we want to just recognize as well, but listen to, I guess, in general, to what we have to share during that week. But please also, if you can, do your own miniature Wednesday rally with your team. Celebrate their success, well, privately with your team if need be. There is a platform for Facebook. I highly encourage everyone. Here's Facebook's free. It's absolutely free. Create an account, and you could just start plugging yourself into these groups. And there's a lot of groups out there. And anytime when there's an executive consultant, and I hear some executives say, hey, Tien, I hit executive. Can I create my own team? I highly encourage that. Sometimes right now we have the five-star power team is created by Jonathan Drew. Brian's been on it a few times. The Power Alliance team, directed by Jake Hughes, he's a national consultant. The Dream team, managed by the Hassett, Amber Hassett, the top 50 income earner as well. And create your own team there because you want to start branding your miniature group as well and celebrate that success simply because there's a relationship that's there. So if I'm best friends with Joseph, and all of a sudden Joseph's in the team, and I see Joseph, and he hit regional consultant. My goodness, I remember Joseph, he and I played soccer together in college, and now he's a regional consultant, and see him as a senior. And that little personal relationship creates so much joy, an environment of positivity, and also great support among each other that just really thrives because we are in a people business. And social media connects people. In general, it also connects people in particular as well. And use that, of course, have a Facebook. If you don't have one yet, I highly encourage you to have one. And if you do have one, be active on it. Like Brian McClure said, it's just this whole year has, cornered us and almost made us do new things. Zoom was definitely we've heard of it last year, but now this year it's full-blown popular. And, of course, now you have Zoom on your app and your phone, like Brian mentioned. And then now messaging groups on Facebook, you can always bring them to Facebook Messenger and have a little conversation, one-on-one conversation there. Or miniature group conversation there with them as well, as long as you join that group. But Facebook has been just a great, great platform, almost like the new normal of prospecting now. I know Brian mentioned earlier that, before at a grocery line, you're 6 feet apart, that just people don't want to talk to you anymore. It's just not in the groceries, they have at Starbucks. And this is the way of socializing. It's a little bit hard now. Some places require a mask for you to go in and for them to get service. And just having this thing over your mouth and have a decent conversation is a little bit hard. But now there is a community you can create online, and a lot of community that you can also, if you can create online, but find it online. If you guys know, I love football. I love, the NFL, and particularly the Cowboys because I live in the Dallas area. And to sometimes just have a minute to talk about it. They lost today, but just a little talk about it there. There's a lot of people who are not an Ambit consultant who love football, and we find something there in common. And also, Brian definitely knows this. I love to fish, and Brian loves to fish too. And every time anyone says Lake Louisville and they say catfish or something, and there's a miniature community I'm with here in the Tribune Peninsula that has the catch release. I take my son out. And these miniature communities, they're not all of them are Ambit consultant. And when you post in there and you find something in common, create a good relationship and you gauge that, hey, this Ambit can add value to their business, it's a great way to prospect. But we do have to make an intentional effort out there to really build Ambit. We're not mind readers. We can't assume they're going to come to me when they need help. We really have to market, prospect, really make it known. Ask them, hey, are you interested in making extra money on online? Are you interested? Are you open to new opportunities and creating income? This question has to be asked. unless some of them, they just won't, they won't just outright come up and ask you, hey, can I be a consultant? They won't know what it is yet. But this one's easy. It's really cut and paste. Your Nichi 526 video, either, on Facebook, Messenger, or text it to them or email it to them, all this digital platform you can use at any time. And really ask them to see that video. And they can watch it from their phone, the iPad, all the devices that's present to all of us right now, and so readily too. Now with the 5G coming up, oh my goodness, I hear it all over the, the TV and the news and everything. It's going to be a fast and much easier internet. And now just if they can, and if you can, is to allocate proper time so they can watch that video. I allocate that proper time to talk more about Ambit either through Zoom or, FaceTime. There's Facebook, I guess videos there as well. And Facebook's been a great platform just to use that messenger and the video at the same time. And just whatever, use whatever they're convenient with, and use whatever you're convenient with as well. But my goodness, and Facebook's just one of them. I have a few consultants who mastered the Instagram. I'm not a good master in Instagram. So I do have an account, but they've really got traction going on in there. And it's something definitely for me to learn and quote unquote evolve as well, that I got to get out of the Stone Age type era to really join this new era. So technology definitely is a great place to really, talk about the Wednesday Rally, be there on the platform, text and communicate with your friends, and to create a community in Facebook. And of course, when I say create, have one that's of your own or join to the existing one. And there's a lot out there for you to really take advantage of, and it's all at your fingertips to really help you build your business. Brian?
Yeah, great. I wanted to follow up with a couple of things. And, earlier in the series, we talked about creating team identity. And, I think it's really important to maybe drill down a little bit about, the Wednesday rally call, and, talk to everybody a little bit about, creating their own team identity and how that worked and how that kind of evolved for you. Because, most people start in a business just like you did, and, you joined up, you didn't have anybody on your team, and then you got to regional, then you got to senior, then you got to executive, and, as that process occurred, your team continued to build. And just talk a little bit about how that occurred for you, so other people on the call that might not have as big a team as you have or others would have, know kind of, when do I get this started?
Perfect. Great question. I want to give you the story behind it as well. One of the things Daryl said is that people want to feel like they belong. And they want to belong where a place where they're celebrated, which means go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated, where you're just there as them. Go where they recognize you, they know you, and there's that relation, that true connection. So, for example, Brian, if I ever post something on Facebook and I see a comment, oh, my goodness, we jump for joy because Brian, the top income earner, or now the ambassador, comments on that. It just makes them feel really good because there's a relationship and everyone knows Brian. And anyone who ever gets a comment from Brian on that thing, it makes them feel really good. So as a leader, and I think this is the biggest key, Brian, is that leaders, they have to create it. Someone has to take charge, be the administrator, to create this group, and within that group, have that really good relationship. So, of course, the first group that Brian, Jonathan Drew said, hey, team, can we create the five-star power team? I said, that's great. So what do you want out of this? I said, well, I'm creating this new group in our team, and we really want them to have that relationship, have the kind of people they know. And when they sponsor someone, I want them to welcome, like have that really interactive, welcoming feeling of this new consultant coming in. And I said, that's a great idea. We really need called content and interaction, and be very, very intentional about it. So that one leader, just if you're a senior consultant and your dream is to build to like executive, that one leader, start one, just buckle down. It might be fearful. You might not know what you're doing, but fail your way forward. Just create one group, name it whatever you think it is, you should name it, but I encourage a very positive type of catchy phrase or people can belong and identify to, and start inviting your group there, inviting your five people in your senior code into into that group, the five people you have your eyes on that's on your radar in your group to hit your executive. And as they build their team as well, make sure all of you, all five, everyone in that community interacts and keep that keyword positive spirit, atmosphere of support, and a great, successful environment for everyone to succeed. And of course, sometimes there are people who vent or whatnot, but easily you want to take that aside and deal it in a different manner. But even that environment you created, everyone's going to be on it. Monitor it, of course, as administrator, monitor it and really create that environment. It's a little bit tough in the beginning because, oh my gosh, will it succeed or not? But if you don't try, it's already a failure. But if you try, there is a chance, a small chance that this can blow up and this can grow and it can be really big. So that's creating identity, creating that's what's you. I'll give you some simple example. And I always use Jonathan True because he's the big guy on my team on that. Jonathan, when he created that, I said, what's your identity? Well, I do have some people who are, accountants that we started out with in my team, and they're from my accounting department. We'll just start with there. We're data, analytics, can review data from our customer consultants, how are they going to grow? And there's some miniature conversations they could definitely start there. And you invite other people in and say, well, I'm not an accountant. I'm just a teacher. Well, come in anyway because, about grades and about weekly reports and things like that. And it's just naturally, it'll just definitely grow and grow and grow. And people, when they go where they belong and they feel like they belong and where they're celebrated, and then the people from, people they know, I think that's a big part. When you celebrate with people they know, there is this eagerness and excitement to say, wow, I'm recognized. These are the people I know, and I really want to be that really good friend to support their success as much as they want to support mine. And, true friends and true, really good groups support each other as they grow. And I want to keep a really good positive spirit behind it as well. And when there's a great support and a great and positive environment, positive attitude in that group, naturally, just the effort fosters. You want to move forward. You want to move higher, bigger. And when someone hit executive, you're still senior, there's a healthy sense of jealousy behind it where, say, wow, he hit executive, man. I know how he's doing it. I know how he's going to grow. So maybe I can too. Maybe I can call hard on more three-way calls or do Zoom meetings or prospect harder or whatever it might be. It just really pushes you forward being in that little spot. When people say, hey, you are the five people you hang out with. Well, we can't hang out with just five people randomly, right? Those five people you could collectively create a group and an identity with. And as long as they feel like they belong, that's an important thing. And also they feel like they're celebrated of their miniature accomplishment. Great things can happen, Brian. Absolutely great things can happen. Brian?
Yeah, it's incredible, forming a community, and it's not too indifferent, for the traditional marketers like myself who are on the call. It's, what I've kind of learned is it's not really too indifferent than the traditional way, you're creating community. People want to be recognized. People want that, like you said, healthy competition amongst a group, and people within a group start seeing other people promoting in the group. They feel like they're getting left behind. They either kind of acquiesce out of the business, which is okay. That happens all the time, or they pick it up a notch. And, next, what I'd like you to do, because I did have the great pleasure and honor of being on your Wednesday rally, talk a little bit about the components of the Wednesday rally. Give people an idea that may be thinking of starting one for their team, kind of how your structure goes on the Wednesday rally.
Great. Yeah, I mentioned about the three components, but I'll go into detail as well. The first component is recognition. And I think it's so, so important while you guys are on Facebook Live or any type of platform to really recognize them. And recognize them meaning say their name and say what they have accomplished. And I'll give you three examples. Congratulations, Joseph MacArthur. You got free energy, your first check of free energy. Look at the credit there. And this is not just 1 month. It's every month as long as you maintain the 15. Another example is congratulations, Gordon, Bear Gordon. He hit executive consultant. We know how hard he worked to build his five seniors and his team. So congratulations. And the third one, even is this, we've congratulated people who donated and participated, you know, of course, before this whole pandemic on the Fight for Hunger, on the, you know, the Ambit Care. So it was just the time they dedicated towards that. That's something, any type of recognition is extremely awesome. And in between times when, you know, when we knew about some people who got their yellow jacket, Jared Abshire and Doug, that's there. Congratulations to them too. Miniature things like that, even though they're not part of our team, quote unquote, but they are part of the Ambit family. And we do major cross-pollination work with great teams out there and a great community of support. And that's something we've always encouraged. So that's the component of the recognition side. And the second thing is the mechanical side. I encourage everyone, like everyone, have the habit to check your power zone. Have, especially when your team's growing and it's big. So that's something, the mechanical side. Spend some time with the team, like you mentioned earlier, to show them where they can roll the customer, the states they can roll them in. Brian, if it's okay with you later after this, you know, after I'm done, we'll have to talk about the power perk thing, miniature things I've done as well. I think it's great. I would love to share. But, you know, of course, the mechanical side of Ambit's there, and don't assume that they already know everything. We really have to create that habit for them to really, you know, look at the business, build the business daily. And it's hard for adults to change a routine or change a habit, but, you know, once they see value and purpose and then it adds so much, you know, goodness to their life, Ambit's really getting good value, they'll see it and have that habit of building that business. That's why that's really good. And the third, last but not least, I always ask, you know, Brian, it was kind of funny to always ask, what makes, of course, the Wednesday Rally so unique is give us one life advice. And everyone will be so surprised that one life advice, or one, it can always spill into the Ambit business. Some of them say, man, waste anything you want, just don't waste time. That's my life advice. And the same thing now, how it spills into Ambit, there's residual income, real residual income involved, that you're getting paid where, you know, where passive income. And someone's life advisor says, hey, you know, take risks, take chances, fail your way forward, ready to get no's. And it's okay to face challenges. It's always going to happen. And we can see that happening all as well in Ambit. And when they talk about it, it's almost like talking about their journey in Ambit. And I've heard this many times at your Ambit power trip. Brian, you said like Ambit Energy is like it's a self-development program with a really awesome comp plan attached to it. So essentially it's what the third section of it is. And we really want to take a call to action. A lot of things, you know, you guys in general know it, the why is good. It's not all the business. That feeling of wanting an idea, all that is not the whole business. It's part of the business, an essential part of business, yes. But the other part of it is take action. We just can't have a why and take no action. We just can't feel good and take no action. And the last part, my Wednesday Rail, is always a call to action. What can I do? What can the listeners actually do? Someone says, hey, right away, you know, if you scroll through your phone and you see like an area code with Pennsylvania or Illinois in it, they better call because this Power Perk program is going to take over with this new $50 a month reward every month, $600 a year. And we want people to see that. And that's just one thing. To the other ones, like, hey, if you're so close to regionals out there, get promoted quick. So look at your power zone of the promotional watch. Look at the number on the left of the promotional watch. Match the number to the right of the promotional watch. That's your number to get promoted because in Ambit, when there's a promotion, there is a pay raise. So it's just small things like that that gives a call to action. And if, you know, sometimes when there's an event, for instance, simulcast or Ambition, the call to action is if you're not signed up, you know, sign up now. You know, if someone in VIP is support, that's the call, dial 877-302-6248, and they'll sign you up, but you don't want to sign up online or something. There's always a way if you really want it, but if you don't want it bad enough, there's an excuse. So, you know, in Ambit Energy, you do have to roll up your sleeve, put on some working gloves, you know, some eye protective gear, and really jump into the work mode and really start getting into it. And really just feel the effort is always an uphill battle in success, but it's definitely worth it. And that's the call to action section of the Wednesday Rally. We always end it with a note, say, yo, it's awesome. All this is awesome, but you got to continue doing, you know, doing what you have to do, work harder, you know, taking positive, massive action. Like you said, Brian, your power trips all the time. That's what really generates great, great success in Ambit. Brian?
Let's talk about that promotion going on in Pennsylvania and Illinois. You know, I think it's really interesting. Of course, you took huge advantage of the summer savings program here in Texas, and that was very, very successful and explosive in helping people make a lot of money. But talk a little bit about what's going on in Pennsylvania, Illinois. And if you're on the call tonight and you're not from those states, you're going, oh, well, I'm going to check out the call right now because this is not applicable to me. Stay on and listen because it may be coming to your state at some point. You just never know.
Great, Brian. I'm gonna say this, and I've said this way before. The internet makes the whole world your next door neighbor. You and I were 100 miles apart right now, and it's like the same thing as calling my next door neighbor. My mom, even though she's like maybe 50 miles away, calling her is the same one as calling my sister up in New York. Understand you don't have to be in that state. As long as you know someone who has an electrical bill or gas bill in that state, or know someone that knows someone, it's already a great beginning. So that's just keep that in mind, that the internet makes the whole world your next door neighbor. And that's now, you know, now that it's Illinois and Pennsylvania, it's just a start. You know, we've heard of in the grapevine, Massachusetts is coming out, Ohio, and I believe it's Maryland, correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't know those dates of that, but that's in the grapevine. That's kind of rumors, but what's now present, ready to work with is Illinois and Pennsylvania. And some people, when they say, oh, I don't know anyone, you'll be surprised. Look at your phone. And some of them, like maybe, you know, 400 or 500 contacts, 600 contacts that's there. Of course, look at there in area codes, Pennsylvania area codes, and people that you know of that area. It's a great thing to just let them know this new Power Perk program. But I'll share you of my very visual learner, Brian. You know, I used to be a public high school teacher, and I teach my students a lot with visuals. So this is what I'm asking you to imagine. The customer retention rate is going to be really high. So imagine Illinois itself is a pie. It's a pie, and there is a, I mean, there's a lot of, it's a big piece of the pie out there. So once a customer's in, they're going to retain for a long time, because once that Power Perk $50, they see the reward coming in every single month, and especially when they cash it out, meaning like they could redeem it either for some restaurant or a hotel or whatever. Eric Johnson mentioned this the other day. Once they get that and they see major value, they're going to stay for a long time. So it belongs to that consultant or that customer for a long time. You do not want to arrive late to a party that big. I mean, it's going to be a major party coming up. And I'm not saying this as a fear loss or anything to any of y'all, but if you don't act now, and the team who's really willing and hunger and willing to work hard and is determined to really build this business, and he found his why, and he has a major drive and self-motivated and determined to succeed, they'll slowly take over that Illinois or Pennsylvania. And I hear a lot of people before the call started, you know, they say, hey, I'm so-and-so from Pennsylvania, so-and-so from Pennsylvania. And, you know, they should be the first customers, period. Because once your first customer, there's a major confidence that comes out in your tone of voice and your attitude's like, wow, look at this. I'm already a customer. I could promote it better. And with that promoted, I don't know when it gets energized when the $50 come in. But if that could be already a great validation just to show people, they say, hey, look, there's a $50 valid, and we can get a Starbucks or a Subway's, another restaurant listed on the AmberEnergyPowerPerk.com that's there. They really want to take advantage of it, because once like these 100, 200, 300 consultants, they are taking a miniature piece of the pie and it starts to grow. And I believe it's going to be a feeding frenzy, Brian, like a major feeding frenzy out there for all the consultants out there to grab. And adding so much value to the customer, so much value to the consultant, so much value to the business in general, that they got to start taking action and assuming it, you know, that, hey, you know, my mom can wait. I'll talk to her next month or something. That might not, you don't want to, you know, that to happen. That might be the proper case, the proper action step to take. But yeah, I do have a team there as well, Brian. I'm really working with them closely and just really trying to little by little just grow. And on top of that, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, but free energy is also rewarded to those who refer 15. So, you know, if you have a free gas or free electric, to get free gas, free electricity in Ambit Energy, once you refer 15, but imagine refer 15, besides getting the free energy, the value customers maintaining, staying, plus getting that perk for all the 15 people, it's, I could see a win-win situation in this whole scenario, in this picture. And my goodness, for all those who wait, you know, someone's going to eat your lunch, and you don't want that to happen. Brian?
Yeah, you're right. You know, I think that you know, kind of get your thought on this as we close the call out is, you know, all the positive thought in the world won't make any money. It's only massive positive action. And I've, you know, I get text alerts, you know, every time somebody comes into my coded organization. And, you know, right after Ambition, you know, I was like, okay, when are these people going to wake up? I mean, they weren't coming in. And, you know, I think that what people do is they get the promotions and they feel like they can't really get started until they understand every little aspect of it, you know, and some of it's applicable, some of it's not applicable. And, you know, even to the point where, you know, I got a couple of text messages asking me about solar, and it's nothing against the solar program, but these people had never done solar in their life, you know, so it was just a exclamation mark on the fact that they felt like they needed to understand every single little aspect of every single promotion at Ambition before they could get started. Now that's passed and things are starting to roll and so on and so forth, but talk about taking action. And, you know, you took massive action, and the reason you have the organization that you've got is, you know, you're doing the Wednesday rally, you've got the online thing going, you know, you have a huge organization that's taken massive action. Talk a little bit about that, in particular with respect to what you've seen post-Ambition.
Oh, yes, I encourage everyone to lead by example. When you take massive action, you want your team to, it's always good that you're the one doing it as well. So when leading by example, be the first one to really like push that domino. I think it's post-Ambition when I schedule, like I'll take post-Ambition, let me take you back a couple of days before. I sat my family down, Brian. You met Jill, you met, you know, my family as well. I sat my family down and said, hey, after Ambition, Daddy's gonna work hard up until November 6th. And this is November 6th simply because it's just the time right before, you know, one of the next event there. So they all agreed and know that my schedule is going to be crazy. My schedule is going to be hectic. I'm trying to, my goal is to have 2 Zoom meetings a day. Sometimes I get 4 or 5. And there isn't like a 9-to-5 type of structure that as an entrepreneur or consultant have. We're just out there ready to go. So, of course, with all the data that we have post that, like during Ambition about the power perk and that Monday following when corporate got on and explained it to us on the program, I gather as much information as I can. Yes, it's new. I wouldn't say scary, but it's kind of nervous. Like, hey, it's my first time here. And I just got to trust, like truly trust the company, trust it all the way through, you know, punching that zip code and all of a sudden, yep, there was a power perk plan right there. Ask them to click on that and let the customer like click on that. Like, what I do next? So you see your name, well, next to your name, fill out the name. And they're as nervous as I was for the first time doing it. And oh my goodness, and I just hope and I pray, like the very first time in Ambit Energy, when they register 2 customers, you get $100. I really hope I'll get that 2 customers and send me that $100 checks. You know, when every new consultant is there, but the same principle applies to this power program. Be there with the team, and they're going to need your positivity. You need to be confident as well that not only the Ambit will deliver, that you will deliver as well on all the permission you share with them from the AmbitEnergyPowerPerk.com. What to expect, and as you know, as we're entrepreneurs and spearheading this new program, it's nerve-wracking, yes, but hey, the reward and the promise at the end of it seems very, 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 very satisfying. So we want the customer and the consultants, whoever could promote this, to have that sense like, hey, wow, there is a leader out there who's keeping the ground, and he's constant communication with the VIP support team that he has, or even executives out there. With a corporate, you can always call in as a hotline. All consultants have that. Really have questions, concerns that come up, ask them as well. They're a pro at that, and if they don't know the answer, trust me, they'll get that answer and get back to you as quick as they can, because Ambit as a company, all the dynamics want this to happen and wants this to happen big for every aspect of it, as the customer aspect, consultant, even as the company as a whole. So that's where, you know, leading by example is coming in through. And Brian, I think the other thing I encourage everyone to do, and might be a little bit old school, but have your list. It's really your inventory. Create a new one. I definitely, you can just create a new one as well and check it off either, you know, online if you have your, you know, Google Notes or Notepad or Google Keeps or in your own calendar, or you want to just pen to the paper, have a centralized location of the inventory, meaning a list of the prospects. I do. I have a great centralized location of the prospect, the follow-ups I have to be. And here's one other thing I highly encourage you to do, and this could easily be done, is do what Jonathan Drew taught me to do. Hey, Tian, go on a Facebook group. So you, the little magnifying glass icon to say search, I would search, small social groups, workers or something there in Pennsylvania, social media marketers in Pennsylvania, and ask them, hey, I'm just trying to market online, make a little comment. I'm marketing online here in the area. I think I have a new program I want to offer to the customers to earn $50 energy every month. If anyone's interested, please message me. And those groups are willing to look at other groups and support them. So the world's it's beautiful when you think it's beautiful. And there's, of course, there's other side to it, but there's a lot of people out there who's willing to help other people. And once it's there and create that conversation and really be there and always keep the main thing, one, never sacrifice integrity for growth. Always, have that rules and regulations to buy from. Two, offer the approved material from Amber Energy to them. Make no claims of any type of guarantee in income or anything like that. But it's just definitely all the Amber, everything you see in either the Power Zone or the joinamber.com, those things can easily be cut and pasted and given to them, made by corporate, and let them read the material. And of course, get if you want to if they have more questions, answer them. And if they're ready to get started, even better. That's when you shut up and here it is. And maybe do a Zoom so that sometimes you get a visual of who they are, a body language. And I always keep this in mind in general, is what Jerry says, you want to attract the right people in your team, attract the right great leaders, attract people who are willingness to have a good team, and you have to keep your standards high. Keep your standards high as well. Of course, it's a fair game. We do want to give everyone a fair chance and everyone to see this and an opportunity, just across the board. It's fair, definitely fair game for everybody. And I always think of myself in general, if someone ever prejudged me or Tian, he's just a teacher, he works too hard, he's too poor, he didn't have money, and the time was like $400 to sign up. I'm glad she didn't prejudge me, but she never measured my determination to succeed. So I'm glad she gave me a fair chance. We want to give them a fair chance as well. But as they work, the numbers will definitely show who's the big leader, who wants it bad enough, who's willing to put into action. And that conversation could definitely be done all through text or Zoom and connect and click with them. And we're human beings still, no matter what. There's a social aspect of us. And right now, if we have to put it on an IT platform like a Facebook or Zoom, we got to go there, even though physical aspect is no longer with the social distancing in some states very regulated. It might be an ideal situation, but definitely the internet has really allowed us to prosper so well with this. So I highly encourage that, to take action on that and work with the team, work well in recognition. Be a part of that why. I think the most beautiful part, seeing your journey, Brian, with so many people who get a chance to know you, you saw a few good men who knew a few good men who started Ambit, and you accompany them in their journey. You were there with them when they're like promoted to regional, when they're senior, and seeing how like they bought the new TV from that weekly check that, they had the old crack one for like 2 weeks. And those are the small stories that happens during the way that's so meaningful. And I encourage leaders, connect with your team, connect with their story, connect with their why, and above all, connect with their success and their journey. It's so important. I believe it's just so important. And myself, I miniature things I do, nothing Amber related, but not miniature thing I do. If they're executive, I would like to send them a little plaque that says the best is yet to come. And I send them in the mail and said, hey, guys, congratulations. I know the best is yet to come, something like that. If I visit the corporate office, I ask Daryl to sign a little, Sidney Seeger sign as well, and some of the Amber leaders on a miniature picture thing that says, whatever you think you can, dream you can, begin it now. And there's small things, very small things to have a personal touch out there. By all means, I try to do as much as I can to connect with them. And of course, if they reciprocate, that's even better. And we could just enjoy this journey to financial freedom. It's a tough road. It's a lot of work, man. People have got to see it. I don't sit back and relax like I'd like to be, but I'm really, really involved in Ambit on a daily basis. Hourly basis, and I enjoy it. It changed lives. It's a great, great fulfillment feeling to know that Ambit does, my decision does matter. I see other people's life change. Now, of course, you see more, Brian, of course, you know, seeing all your years in Ambit Energy, so many people's lives going from, like, you know, where it was before and where it is after. And then the small things, I'm not asking the big thing. It's not like, you know, buying a yacht or mansion and nothing like that. It's small things like, wow, I helped my kid through college. Or, wow, you know, the Ambit has allowed us to have a very first family vacation. Or, wow, Ambit's residual cover my car bill, my car note. Small things like that is where I believe the legacy of Ambit really is. It's not in the millionaires made, but like what has been said, it's in the thousandaires made. And I think it's such a beautiful thing. Brian?
Yeah, I tell you, for those that are on the call tonight, a lot of gold nuggets in this call. So I hope that you go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, click on Sunday night business builder call. I know Norbert sends it out with a link. Really encourage you to listen to it, and really encourage you to take the advice and go and build an identity for your team. You know, I know a lot of you say, but you know, it's only me and Joe, it's only me and Mary and Sue or whatever, you know, that's okay. You know, I mean, there was a day when everybody in this business had one or two or three people on their team, and, you know, people come and go, you know, they don't stick around forever. Not everybody's got the same vision as the people on this call have for the business. So, A lot of gold nuggets about how to do those special little small things. You know, friends don't quit on friends, and people quit on strangers or people where they, you know, in a environment where they're not appreciated, but they're not going to quit in an environment that they're appreciated. So take the gold nuggets from tonight's call and implement them. I encourage everybody to, you know, get your own group identity going for the community. And that doesn't mean that you're cloistered and you don't help anybody else. That means your team has an identity and you team up with the A team and EC Factory and 526 and 212 and all the different groups out there and make it work. You know, the sum of the parts is a lot more important than any single slice of the pie. So with that, Bear, if you would, appreciate you getting on, Tien. I really, really do. And Bear, if you would, open it back up, let everybody say good night.
Will do, Brian. Thanks a lot, folks. Hold on just a second.